Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 668. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. Please feel free to leave a review, hopefully a positive one, maybe even some sort of comment on the review, not only just the 4, 5, 6, or 7 stars that you might add. And also please share this Torah with a friend. It's an easy way to learn, 10 minutes a day, hopefully not too intrusive, not too overbearing. So today I wanted to talk about two particular messages in the Ramban. If we have time, maybe three, but two, because I think these two are particularly poignant, significant, and relevant, really throughout time, but particularly nowadays, and I'll explain why in a moment. The Ramban is a very prolific author. He wrote on Gemara, he wrote on Halacha, he also wrote a commentary on Chumash. And one who reads the Ramban picks up many, many items of Hashkafa, overall Jewish perspective towards the world and towards things. And it's with this in mind that I want to share two particular pieces of the Ramban in this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, that I believe both relate to the same idea. So first, the Ramban discusses the construction of the Teva. We know the Pasuk says, V'zeh asher tasa osa shalosh meos ama, orech ha-teva, 300 amos would be the length, chamishem ama rachba, 50 amos would be the width, ushloshem ama komasa, and 30 amos would be the height. Very specific instructions, what's to be on each floor, and there should be a window up top, and that's how the Teva is built. So the Ramban, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes, has the following comment to make. He says, Yodua ki hachayos rabos ma'od. He knows that there are many, many different types of animals. Umihen gedolos ma'od, kapilim. He said there are many elephants and all sorts of huge, tremendous animals. And there are tons of different types of creepy, crawly, small animals. Gameov hashamayim minim rabim elehem mispar. He says there are tons of birds, and he brings an example from Gemara and Chulin that talks about how Meyev asked him 120 different types of one kind of species of bird. And so we know as well that there are tens of thousands of different species in the world. And the Ramban probably didn't even know that to the extent that we did. So v'hinei yitzarech lahavi mikulam sheolidu kamosam. He says Noach was responsible for bringing all of these to the Teva, so that especially not only that they could exist, and they could perpetuate their existence. So there had to be a male and a female, etc. He says, "V'chasher tosef l'kulam machal asher yochal l'shona t'mima." Not only did he need enough space for these all of these animals, but he also needed enough food to be able to hold all of them and feed all of them. He says, Lo tachil osam hateva hazos v'lo eser kiyotziva. It's impossible that the teva could have held all of this, even 10 of this size. 300 amos might be pretty big. It might be, you know, the size of, a few football fields. But at the same time, it's not going to hold everything. Think about the size of the Bronx Zoo, or think about the size of really any type of zoo. No zoo is that small, and no zoo holds that many species. So it's impossible to imagine that it's going to hold that much. He says, Aval hu nes. So it must have been held miraculously. Hechzik mu'et es hamaruba. Okay, so it held all of these animals and all of these species somehow, miraculously, and it just like looked good, you know, it was a pretty big size. But then he asks the question. He says, once we're performing a miracle, once God's getting involved over here in making the impossible possible, so then why not magnify the miracle? Why not make a smaller Teva? It won't be something which is super huge, which isn't huge enough, but it will be small, and everybody's going to see the obvious miracle involved. Ne'im Tomar, he wonders, Ya'asenu kitana v'yismach al ha'nes hazeh. If it's already the case that it'll be small enough, it will be too small to be able to hold everything, and it'll be relying on a miracle, so indeed, it should have been smaller for the miracle to be magnified. So he says, he explains, he gives two answers to this question. Number one is because the process of building it would be significant. The process of building it would have Noach being busy building a teva, and people would ask, why are you doing this? And he would explain the answer, and people hopefully would learn the lesson of retrospection and understand that they need to change their ways. Of course, it did not work, but that would have been the plan of building this teva. It wasn't for the size of the boat, it was for the size of the project. So that's the Ramban's first explanation, but it's the second one that I want to share. He says, Asu osa gedola. The teva was made in a large size. Lima'et b'nes, to minimize the size of the miracle. Why? Ki kein haderech b'chol hanisim shebetorah o b'nevim. That is the way of all miracles in the Torah and Nevi'im. Lasos ma'asha bi'ad adam lasos. A person needs to do what they can do. V'hashar yeh bidei shamayim. The rest is going to be up to shamayim. There is a notion, there is a hashkafa, an outlook towards our balancing, God's involvement in this world, and our balancing, our involvement in this world, that is really in this message of the size of the Teva. Says the Ramban, a person is supposed to do what they can. Can Noach build something larger than this? I don't know. This took a long time for him to be able to build. And so he did what he could, but at the same time, God then and only then, after we step in, and do what we can, does God step in. One might think that maybe God maximizes miracles and we need to do even less. No, that's not how the Ramban understands or says that we should understand the world. And so that is a very significant viewpoint, the idea of minimization of miracles, maximization of effort. This is a very long and important discussion about how do we balance bitachon and emunah and ishtadlus, the faith and the trust that we have and the effort that we have. But this Ramban is weighing in very strongly on the side that we are supposed to do what we can, and then and only then does God step in. And along these lines, when it comes to the minimization of miracles, there's another Ramban later on where the Psukim describe the subsequent moments of the flood, where God says, I am establishing this sign as a sign, as Kashti Nasati Ba'anan, I am putting my rainbow in the cloud, V'haisa La'os Bris Bini Uvein Ha'aretz. And it's going to be a sign of the covenant that I'll never do this again, God says. What is the nature of this new rainbow thing? So actually, our first Take 10 ever was about this topic. But I don't want to focus on the meaning of the rainbow as much as I want to focus on, was the rainbow actually invented in this moment? So there are those who believe it was. For example, the Ibn Ezra says, yeah, it says, as Kashtu Nasati, I am now putting my keshes, my rainbow, into the sky to be the covenant and the symbol of this relationship that we now have, that I will never destroy the world again. And, it says the Ibn Ezra, what about the fact that the Greeks say that rainbows are simply constructed by the multiple wavelengths of white light refracting through, let's say, through water, so that's one of the things, or a crystal or something like that. It's just a common scientifically obvious phenomenon, so how can you say it was invented? So the Ibn Ezra says, no, it must be that either the sun was strengthened so that the sun's rays would now do this. Says the Ramban, no way. That is not the pshat, that is not the explanation of what this means. Rather, the rainbow had always existed. The rainbow was always there. He says, "Va'anachnu al korchenu na'amin l'divrei ha'yavanim." We have no choice but to believe, to understand the words of the Yavanim, the Greeks. Shemilah ha'tashemesh, it's the rays of the sun, ba'avir halach, in the moist air, in the humid air, yeh ha'keshes b'tolada. That will result in a keshes, that will result in the rainbow. Ki b'chli mayim l'fnei ha'shemesh yira kamar ha'keshes. You could see it in a cup of water, he says. Right? This is simple and obvious science. And so, in order to understand the obvious science, he understands that keshes nasati, that this keshes symbolizes the upside down, his understanding is that it symbolizes the upside down bow. So the bow, which theoretically would be targeting the earth, is facing the other way. And that's what a person would do. You know, you hand over your gun, you hand it over with the gun handle, I'm forgetting the word, first. And so, you know, it's pointing to yourself to show that you're at peace with the person, to show that it's a truce. And there's not even any sort of cord, any sort of a string on the bow. And so you see it's a weapon, which is a weapon no longer. So that's the symbolism as he understands it. But he says it was not invented in this moment. It always existed. But now it achieves meaning. It is infused with the meaning of this relationship so that people can see it and understand what the new relationship is between them. It is a relationship of peace. God will never, so to speak, go to war with the people as had happened in the generation of the flood. And so the Ramban in the first location says, hey, we're taking a look at the real world and we're trying to live in the real world to the extent that we can, and the miracles only happen at the end of all of our efforts. At the same time, later in the parasha, the Ramban says what I believe is a similar ideal. His ideal is that really when it comes to the world, when it comes to science, when it comes to analyzing the things around us, we're not going to imagine that miracles occurred or things occurred and things changed, which after this flood happened. and expressed the rainbow differently or something changed fundamentally, but rather he understands that the natural world is what it is. And we do what we can within that, and if we need to realize and read this phrase as the rainbow didn't come to an existence now, but really the rainbow just came to a greater meaning now, that's what we're going to do. These two Rambans, I believe, are really two sides of the same coin and are important hashkafos, important ideas and outlooks for us to understand. Have a great day.